The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is an ESPN 97.5 road show, live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. It's hour number two from Live Sports Bar downtown on a good Friday. You want to make it a great Friday? Come out here. It's too late to meet Juan Adams.
Yeah.
But you can meet Courtney. She's here trying to make up for her, ruining our lives on Barry and Joel's show. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. Send a message and Aaron will respond. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. I don't even know what Tyler's is now. It's something Tyler Drew Scott or something.
I got it.
Wow. And you could text the show. You know the number for that. You missed the first hour. You missed Juan Adams. Did a couple of segments with us. That was a lot of fun. You missed why we're all going to hell. That was pretty obvious.
I feel like I got through that pretty unscathed.
I was at least 10 things, and I think
you were more things than me, for
sure. Well, yeah, no question.
Because I'm a better person than you.
No, I'm just older. I've had more experiences. You didn't grow up Catholic.
No.
That counts as one. You did try to be the Pope.
Can I confess something about my history as a Catholic?
You can do whatever you want. I mean, it's Good Friday, so be careful.
So I got some advice before I went to basic training about Sundays and the best way to manage it. God, I'm totally going to hell for this.
Well, we've already seen the list. We're already going to hell.
But cool. I found out,
getting a luxury suite,
that the Catholic church service, when you're in basic training, was 30 minutes longer than a Protestant church service. And I knew from my mom's history, and my sister's like super Catholic, I knew that there was a lot of like kneeling down and laying your head down to pray. And I looked at that as, that's a good time for me to take naps, because when you're in basic training, you don't really have a lot of nap time. So I was like, okay, so 30 minutes extra. And listen, if you didn't go to church on Sundays, you stayed back and cleaned the barracks. I mean,
oh, I'd have found God in a hurry.
You'll find religion in a hurry if your option is cleaning toilets. So because Mass was 30 minutes longer, I told them that I was Catholic. So my entire 4 years that I was in the Army, my dog tag said Roman Catholic. So if I would have died, I mean, I guess I would have gotten some kind of a Catholic service, and I don't know.
Which would have been really long, by the way, because they do the full
Mass at your death. I would have been dead, so I don't know.
Yeah, but your friends would have been stuck there for a long time.
True.
Okay, so technically, you have to check Catholic on that list.
I mean,
not now, but at the time, yeah.
At the time, yes.
Yeah, because I haven't been Catholic since I was 16 years old, but yeah, I was until then.
Right.
So I have to kind of check that off that list. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Did you see that Robert Kraft's lawyers are... Okay, but that's four. You got a chance at a record here today. You just need two more. Your all-time record is 5.5.
I'm a grinder.
So it's only 5 o'clock. There's plenty of time here.
I can do it.
You can make this happen.
I've got half a sugar-free Red Bull left. It's going to happen, bro.
Is that what they have here?
Yeah. Tyronn Lue meeting with the Lakers about head coaching vacancy. It's almost like the Lakers don't want to ever win.
Well, I mean, if Tyronn Lue's there, basically LeBron's still your coach.
Yeah.
Which
is probably your best chance anyway.
Yeah. Well, we'll see moving forward. I'm nervous about...
Has LeBron ever had a good coach?
Well, we had, remember we had this conversation. We were talking about him versus Jordan. Like, Jordan had one of the greatest coaches, I think, of the...
He had the greatest coach in the history of the NBA.
Probably the greatest coach, yeah.
I mean, you can make an argument,
Kobe,
I guess,
had him, too.
For a couple of other guys. But for the most part, like, you throw Red Auerbach.
Yeah, and, but that, again, though, that one... and
maybe Popovich.
So, I think Popovich is up there. But Celtics fans always get pissed at me when I kind of, you know, basically poo-poo those teams under Auerbach. But there was an 8-team league.
Right.
You know, and it's a different game when there's an 8-team league and you've got five Hall of Famers on your team.
But Phil Jackson led dynasties for multiple franchises. Yeah.
Phil Jackson won 50-plus games without Michael Jordan.
Yeah. I'll probably hear an argument for Greg Popovich before I hear it for Red Auerbach.
Yeah, and you know, it's like John Wooden in college basketball.
Yeah,
it's like
okay.
At the time, men's college basketball was like women's college basketball is now.
There were four relevant teams.
Yeah, and you know, that's why he won so many titles, and all the best players went there, the Bill Waltons and the Kareem Abdul-Jabbars, and you name it. I mean, it was just it was like UConn women's basketball is now. That's the only place anybody ever went. So, yeah, it's hard for me to look at that, and I don't want to diminish what they did, but... Yeah, and even the same thing with Bear Bryant. You look at Bear Bryant, he won national championships, but they didn't play for national championships. They were just kind of voted in. So it's hard for me to look at those guys. And while they're clearly legends in their sports and were amazing, it's hard for me to look at that and compare it to what Phil Jackson did, to what Greg Popovich has done. It's hard for me to compare Newt Rockne and Lombardi to Bill Belichick. It's just I think the game has changed quite a bit.
Here's the list of men who have coached LeBron James in the NBA.
Okay, and I'll pick the best coach.
USA Today actually ranked them.
Okay, we'll see if their rankings are...
Number seven, Brendan Malone, who I don't even remember.
I don't remember that at all.
Coached LeBron for 26 games in his second season, going 18-8 after Paul Silas was fired. Spoiler alert, Paul Silas also coached LeBron. It was one of only two seasons... Well, now three seasons that LeBron missed the playoffs.
Okay.
He went 18-8, though. I mean, that's you take that percentage. Paul Silas, they have ranked sixth.
Okay.
Having guided the Hornets to the playoffs on a regular basis, he was hired to do the same ahead of James's rookie season, but went 35-47. Despite starting 34-30 the following season, it wasn't enough for the Cavs brass. He was fired in March before the team eventually missed the playoffs again behind a blossoming James.
I think I might flip-flop those two.
Number five, David Blatt. He was the one that was like the Euro coach,
right,
that was like Israeli coach of the year 15 times in a row. And got the Cavs to the Eastern Conference championship next season. Was fired midway through, even though they were in first place in the conference. David Griffin, who was the GM then, cited a lack of fit with our personnel and our vision. And basically that led to, well, I won't spoiler alert it because he's higher up on the list. Number four is Mike Brown, who is a pretty good assistant coach.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody thought of him as a great head coach. But 2 years in a row, he became the Cavs were the first team in NBA history to win 60-plus games and not reach the finals. And that obviously sent him packing. Number three, Luke Walton.
That's too high.
I mean, but you've heard the list below him. I mean,
I think I'd put Brown over him for sure. And maybe even Blatt.
Number two, Tyronn Lue.
Okay.
And number one, Eric Spoelstra, which I think number one is an easy one.
Yeah.
But... I mean, if Eric Spoelstra is the best guy who's ever coached you, and he was, let's face it, he was coaching a super team.
Well, and he was also, I mean, he was the coach, but there was Pat Riley's influence there, too.
So I
think you can certainly include him in the mix.
So you can say what you want about who the teammates he had were, but imagine if LeBron James ever in his career had gotten top-level coaching, what he could have done. That's pretty wild to think about.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's not a guy that is. I mean, he's pretty good as he is. I don't know that
that's true.
That was going to make much of a difference. And it would take a guy like Popovich, I think, for him to even respect him.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, he's the coach on the floor. He's always been that.
Well, there was always the rumor that Krzyzewski was going to come out and coach, and wherever he would go, wherever LeBron was, and they were going, it was going to be some sort of dynamic duo. But obviously, I'm going to go with the odds are very low on that at this point.
All right. Hey, guess what? I didn't mention sports, Matt, but my picks are up for Sam Houston Race Park on there today, along with a lot of other stuff. We didn't take Good Friday off. And if you want to get in on the action there, you want to get in on any of the action this weekend, whether it's Churchill Downs or wherever, any of these tracks that are happening this weekend. How about this? Kentucky Derby coming up a couple of weeks. You ready for that? BetUSRacing.com. That's your place. At BetUSRacing.com, you can wager on over 200 racetracks right from your computer or your mobile phone. And that's what I'm going to do when I get home tonight, sit at home and play a little Sam Houston Race Park. BetUSRacing.com offers daily rebates, which is great. I always love when I log on the next day and I have, oh, wow, look at that. I got some rebates. That's awesome. And if you need some action between the races, you can play blackjack and over 300 casino games at BetUSRacing.com. Sign up today. You'll qualify for a $150 bonus. Just go to www.betusracing.com/pony, and you will get a 20% cash bonus. That's betusracing.com/pony for a 20% cash bonus. Start betting today. betusracing.com/pony for that 20% cash bonus. It's time for you to get in the game. And if you go to betusracing.com/pony, you'll see my smiling face on there. Check it out. betusracing.com.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And it's Friday. It's Friday freaking Friday, man.
Today's like the weirdest weather day. There's been parts of today where it's really, really chilly.
Yeah. And like it was beautiful outside. I went for a run. It was awesome.
Like they were when I got out this morning, it was like I was in an igloo or something. Like I was an Eskimo. And
I think they call them Inuits now. I don't think Eskimo is an acceptable term.
Oh.
But Inuit Brothers doesn't sound as good, so.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. And then there's other times today where it was like, it was beautiful. I mean, it's like, it's how a spring's supposed to be.
And so, then we got downtown and it's windy as hell.
It's super windy. We were planning on actually doing the show on the rooftop patio here at, live, and we would have blown away. We would have been blown from the rooftop and plummeted to our deaths. So we decided that it would be safer indoors.
Yeah. I didn't want to die. You know, I'd like to live at least another. Well, I want to live until the end of Game of Thrones. After that,
If you die, you die.
Right.
Hey, if you are in the area downtown and you want to go see Snoop Dogg, you can do that. And here's how. And it's
real simple.
I don't want to say that. I mean, listen. Let me break it down for you. If you've ever been to, what's that place called in Sugar Land? What's that? Smart Financial Center.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a different venue than you're probably used to, and they're very proud of it. And you like tickets ain't cheap, man.
Well, it's Snoop. They shouldn't be cheap.
No. I bought Bob Dylan tickets there, and I told you, I mean, it's pricey.
It wasn't quite as expensive as your Canelo tickets, but
no,
that didn't happen.
I got refunded for those, thank the good Lord. And then we went for free, so that ended up working out. But but this is a chance for you to win free Snoop tickets – And guess who's going to be there? Warren G. Regulators mount up. It's a clear, dark night, a clear, white moon. I won't go into the rest of it, but you guys know what comes next. Fred doesn't.
I don't.
The
no.
rest of you do.
No, you could be making stuff up off the top of your head, and I would be like, oh, wow, okay. He knows a Snoop.
Nate Dogg came and saved him. When things got hairy, Nate Dogg was there. He glanced in the cut, and he saw his homie Nate. He had 16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg was about to turn them bodies, make them bodies turn cold. That's how it goes. Yeah.
Awesome.
You know that, Fred.
Yeah, word for word.
So, yeah, come on out. Talk to Drew. And no, it's not intentional that, you know, the one black guy that works in promotions is here to get you signed up for the Snoop tickets. That's a coincidence.
Well, the white guy's here, too.
Yeah.
The new white guy.
Oh, we have a new white guy?
Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Me neither.
You know we don't know people until they've been around long enough.
Yeah, that's true.
Because basically
it's a waste of time.
Because I hate it. To me, it's like you get to know somebody and then they're gone.
Yeah.
So I'd rather just not get to know them, and then when they're here for a year.
I'll be honest. For about the first year, I didn't know Drew's name. I just knew he was. I called him Baby Dwight Howard.
Yeah, we all called him Baby Dwight. I didn't know his name was Drew.
Yeah. And now he's been here long enough, and Dwight Howard's irrelevant enough that he's Drew now.
Yeah, he can be Drew. It's all good. So.
You know the John Raheel, or John and Lance and Raheel and Dell shirts that are like the Beatles shirts?
Yeah.
I guess they have them here. We're giving away. And one of the guys here at Live has one of those shirts. I had a dream that I had a shirt like that. It wasn't a John and Lance and Raheel and Dell shirt. It was a it was a Golden Girls shirt. So it was like Rose and Blanche and Sophia. And I was like, that would be the best shirt ever. So I went to Google if there was a thing. They exist just like that. And so now I kind of want one.
I see. Were you partaking of anything when you had the stream?
Well, I was sleeping. I had partaken before I went to sleep.
Okay, that's where I have my weird dreams.
But I had a dream that I was wearing a Golden Girls shirt that was just like that shirt. Like, I think of that as like a Beatles shirt. That's where the first time I ever saw that was. There's shirts that say John and Paul and Lance, or John and Paul and Lance. No, Lance wasn't in the Beatles. John and Paul and George and Ringo. And I saw a shirt that said Dorothy and Blanche and Rose and Sophia. And now I kind of want to get that shirt.
Okay, I think you should.
But I don't know what color I should get.
Black. Always get black.
Because I think it's a conversation starter.
Yeah?
You know?
It's a good thing to wear in Vegas.
I'm a big bald guy wearing a Golden Girls shirt.
Yeah, I think that would get you a lot of attention.
The problem is I'm already very desirable in certain communities, if you know what I mean. And I think that showing that I'm a Golden Girls fan may make me even more desirable in said communities.
As somebody asked,
if you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
Tyler knows.
I think that would definitely improve your standing.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I don't know that it needs that much improvement.
Probably doesn't. You're right.
So I asked, how come the Blitz doesn't have T-shirts? Who built 97.5 the Blitz? We do, but you have to buy them.
Like, yeah, ours we've had sell. We've had several runs of them.
Yeah, and we'll do more.
I think we had free ones too, but I mean, then they did some deal where like they were sponsored, and I
had to sell them.
Yeah,
yeah, they'll give away John and Raheel Waddell.
Yeah,
but
the John and Raheel and Lance and Dell shirts, those were actually on their way to Zimbabwe.
I thought it was Ethiopia.
It's one of those impoverished nations.
Yeah, along with the
Falcons Super Bowl winning
and
shirts.
Texas Tech National Championship shirts.
Oh, that's a fresh wound, but okay.
They existed.
Yeah, they did.
And they're out there somewhere. Some kid somewhere is wearing one in Africa.
Guns up.
281 said, boys just got out of a 2-hour church service. Lead me to sin. 2 hours? Wow.
Man. Well, 2 hours in basic training, that was gold nap time. That's the truth.
Oh, man.
I shouldn't have brought that story up on this holiest of week, but I felt like it was time to get it off my chest.
What is this Sports Hutch thing that's basically obviously didn't listen to any of the bit that we did with Courtney.
Yeah. Hey, Courtney, can you come over here for a second? I know you're banished from our show, but we need to talk about
this. It was a temporary ban. She's back. Yeah, you were banned for a day. Come on.
Pull up your headset here. This guy on Twitter, is your dad on Twitter?
No, my dad doesn't even know how to text.
Okay. Are you familiar with Sports Hutch?
No. What is that?
Is that your fiance's
no, cause
Twitter
he's,
handle?
No, he's not tweeting when this happened, so I'm going to call him innocent on this.
So someone
now
at,
he is.
At Sports Hutch tweeted to the Blitz page and said, "Doubt she is sad to be banned from a show where creepy old Fs made her wear a bikini top and told listeners to ogle her on the live stream."
That was my decision.
Well, this guy doesn't think so. And
I lost a bet.
Aaron replied and said, "Oh, yeah, except AJ and Fred didn't make her do anything." And he said, "I am sure she showed up completely unprompted in said bikini top because there's absolutely nothing I'd like more than to come in studio with you in a bikini top."
I lost a bet. I'm a woman of my word. I showed up with a bikini. I didn't wear it all day. I just put it on for the show to follow through with my bet.
You wore that in the promotions meeting.
I did not. You're a liar.
Yeah. I remember that. You remember that meeting, right, Tyler?
That may have been a day that I was late.
Oh, yeah, you were late that day. Yeah, it's car troubles. That sounds about right. Well, maybe you want to tweet at this guy and let him know you made a big girl decision on your own.
Yes.
And stop trying to hashtag me to us.
Yes.
Okay.
That guy is so wrong.
Okay, just maybe
he's just jealous.
You want to get back in the good graces around here? Maybe that's
I do.
That's a good way
I'm
to
working.
Do it. Is let this guy know, hey, I wanted to show up and be in that bikini top.
Yes.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you. Yeah. Courtney's working on her day off, by the way. I will give her some credit.
Yeah.
Nobody else around this
place.
Yeah,
the only other people working are Aaron and us and Courtney.
That's it.
Well, and Drew and new guy.
Drew and new white guy, yeah.
NWG, can we call him that?
I don't think you should do that.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. It's just I just love when people who have no knowledge of what actually happened.
Everybody thinks they know everything.
Yeah. That's you know what? You know what President Trump would say about that?
Fake news.
Sad.
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 The failing Sports Hutch is reporting fake news.
Sad. That's not tremendous. That's a bad thing, not a good thing. It's a bad thing.
Yeah. There was no collusion with Courtney.
Yeah.
That was all on her own.
Exactly.
No collusion.
Sad.
That's zero.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Harry's Razors. The average guy spends 3,000 hours of his lifetime shaving. Bet you didn't know that. And, guys, don't waste 4 months of your life overpaying for poor-performing razors. Invest that time with Harry's. Quality shaving supplies at a fair price. The thing I love about Harry's is, matter of fact, I got a box of new razors today. I get them right when I need them, right when the ones I have are about to run out. I get new ones, and I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to think about it. It's convenient, quality shave. It's affordability. Harry's believes in their products so much that they're going to give you your money back if you don't love your shave. That's their 100% quality guarantee. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers are going to get $5 off a trial set from Harry's. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Join the 10 million who've tried Harry's. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer and let them know I sent you to help support the Blitz.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz here at Live Sports Bar.
So I had to use the restroom during the break, and I noticed something that happened. When I was in there, I was peeing, and you walked in. You were able to walk in, pee, wash your hands, walk out. I still wasn't done peeing. I have the most gigantic bladder. It takes me like 10 minutes to pee all of a sudden. If I drink too many energy drinks, I just keep peeing forever.
I see.
It's like there's no limit to what my bladder can hold.
I didn't really notice.
I did.
All that. But
if you're like the only guy, because, listen, it's a small bathroom.
But I'm an old, so rather than wait that long, I'll go two or three times during the course of the show.
Oh, well, okay.
Because otherwise, if I sit there and wait, it'd be the same thing.
No, I like to wait until it's a full-blown emergency.
Yeah, well, I've kind of learned not to do that, because then if it turns into an emergency and you can't get a spot.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you're an old and you do that and you pee all over yourself, then you look pathetic.
Yeah,
and I don't.
It is embarrassing.
I don't want to be pathetic. I'm already pathetic enough. I don't need to run around with that and say, oh, no, it's just a different pattern on the pants. That I didn't really pee all over myself. So I do my best to avoid putting myself in that situation. 713-780-3776 is your number here on a Friday. Show's kind of flying by, man. I'm stoked to be here today. Like, for what should be a day off, I've for the first time this week, I'm like, okay, I'm having a good day.
Yeah.
I binge-watched season 5 of Bosch drop today, so I've gotten through 6 of the 10 episodes.
Nice.
And really good so far.
Did you accomplish anything else today?
Because I got it really early. And
sounds like no.
No, I did. Go look at Sports Map. Go look at all the content on Sports Map that I posted this morning. I did that. I took about a 40-minute nap, and I got up and did my show prep as I was watching Bosch. So that was what I did today. I didn't do anything else because I didn't really want to do anything else. Kind of felt like I'd treat it like a day off. And, you know, and then just come down here and have a few drinks, hang out with the people, talk some sports bleep, and, yeah.
And there's worse things.
Sports Hutch. I think I'm going to block that guy. just on general principle. I'm getting bolder about stuff like that. It's like, well, if you're just being dumb, why do I have to listen to you?
You don't.
I know. You're not even paying. You're not even listening. You didn't even listen to the segment, and you're going to sit here and try to criticize us. Bite me, sir.
Yeah.
You know what we managed to do yesterday, which I'm very proud of. We got through the entire show without taking a deep dive into any of the NFL schedule stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to do that either.
I know. I'm very proud of the fact that we were able to do that. I mean, the only thing that I'm interested in is the Texans in London. And I do think that the NFL kind of hosed the Saints a little bit if you look at their first four games.
Yeah.
The Texans are the easiest game they have.
The Texans, I mean, what I will say about the Texans schedule is it wasn't easy up front. The early part of that thing ain't easy.
No, but, you know, if you can get out of that first stretch of 4-2-2, you'll be fine, I think. But
if you start 0-4?
Well, they started 0-3 last year, and then they went out and they won 9 in a row. I don't anticipate that happening again. Let me just go on record as saying that. I think it's one of those things. It's just too early to tell how good some of these teams are going to be. So, 713-780-ESPN. So have you muted everything to do with the Avengers on Twitter yet? I have, because of that guy who keeps trying to spoil it for everyone. I have not, because I'm just not paying attention to it. Like, if I see anything on Twitter that, well, to be perfectly honest, most of the people I follow aren't retweeting that crap. So
yeah.
I'm not seeing it, and I'm okay with that. I'm more than happy to just sort of go through and I'm going to see it Tuesday, so if I can get by to Tuesday.
You're almost there.
Yeah, I'm fine. So I'm not going to be on Twitter much this weekend. So It's just Monday, really.
Did you watch any professional basketball matches last night?
A little bit. I flipped around a little, watched some of the hockey. I was watching the Golden Knights game. I was trying to get them home because I have a plus 135 ticket on them.
Are you super worried about the Warriors still?
Oh, yeah. I'm so worried about them.
Yeah.
It's
funny how the reaction to one game is so crazy.
And when they got way up again, I felt confident changing the channel.
Yeah.
That there was not going to be another 31-point comeback. But, yeah, they took care of business. I watched a little of that.
Kevin Durant was dad mode last night. I mean, he was
– Yeah.
It was early on, too.
And it was pretty clear that – well, and remember, we were talking about this yesterday, and we were kind of comparing it to – Tampa choking in hockey. The Warriors know what to do in these situations. They choked away a game. They're not going to do it again. That's just not.
No.
I mean, they're going to be fine. Just like, you know, the Rockets might. You know what? Here's something for you. Rockets might lose a game.
It could happen
in Utah.
It could happen.
They're not losing that series, and it's just, you know. And I think they don't play again until tomorrow, right? That's another one of those Rockets.
Yeah.
So. Tonight I'll be watching Maple Leafs Bruins game number 5, pivotal game 5, and I'll be flipping around and watching a bunch of other stuff.
I'm gonna watch the Blazers Thunder game.
Yeah, I saw Fezzik still big on the Thunder.
I'm against him on that. I think that the Blazers are better than people want to give them credit for, and already jumping out to a 2-0 lead. I'm not saying they'll, you know, I don't think it's gonna be a sweep, but I don't feel good betting on the Thunder to win that series at this point. They've been pretty much outmatched. And there's no question in that Dame Lillard-Russell Westbrook matchup who the better player is. Damian Lillard is just out of his mind right now.
Yeah. Interested in that, too. I'll probably watch a little bit of that. But
I'm struggling with these late-night games, though.
I watch some Astros, too. I've kind of gotten to where I will at least watch – 3 innings of Astros at some point.
Yeah. For me, it's all dependent on what time they start.
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest, I don't like watching the Astros play on the West Coast. I'll watch
it's
home
hard.
Games.
It's hard for me to stay up late enough to watch the whole thing.
Well, and if I'm staying up that late.
I almost got there the other night, but.
If I'm staying up that late, I don't want to be watching sports. I don't like sports enough to stay up late for sports. I want to stay up and watch Netflix or, you know, something other than sports.
I get that. It's because you have to kind of pay attention to sports because it's something we're going to talk about. So you're sort of committed to it. Brother Bear wants to know who deserves to get treated old country way more, the GOT spoiler guy or in-game spoiler guy? I really haven't seen much Game of Thrones spoil stuff this year.
Here's what I've seen about Game of Thrones spoilers. I've seen spoilers where everyone thinks a different person is going to be there at the end. Nobody knows anything. They're all full of it. So I don't believe anything I see. I could easily see Endgame getting ruined for me, and I'll fight someone, but I could see it happening.
Yeah, I will go to their house and urinate on them.
I'm starting to regret not signing up to go to that that media screening on Tuesday. I probably should have done it, but...
I tried to tell you.
I know.
You'll never listen to me.
Yeah, but you know who's going to be at the office if I'm not there? Nobody.
For one day. We'll survive.
You don't know that.
No, we'll survive.
2 or 3 days?
Yeah,
you'll be back by 2 or 3, okay.
Well, by 2:30.
Yeah.
So, plus it'll be kind of cool to go at 11 and get it out of the way.
I think what you guys should do is immediately walk up to, Raheel's going too, isn't he?
Oh, I don't have to sit by him, do I?
I was going to say, it'd be funny if you guys walked up to Raheel and spoiled in-game for him.
That would be funny.
But don't do that. If
he's
going to be there, you
can't. I am not a fan of Spoiler Guy. Spoiler Guy is a dickweed. But yeah, I think what I'm looking forward to is I'm going to go do that and then walk right over to Big City Wings and get me some Big City Wings afterwards.
Nice.
All right, and I don't have a Big City Wings live read here. That would have been perfect. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Was that another one? Was that five?
Yeah.
All right, we need one more. One more for a personal best.
I'm all Red Bulled out, so I
now you gotta dig deep, man. You can do this.
I'm already. My urinations are lasting 4 minutes. I think that's enough.
Sportify Expo, the largest sports fan expo in Houston, will be at the George R. Brown Center on April 27th and 28th. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to meet, take photos with, and get autographs from the top Houston Astros, Texans, UFC fighters, and other pros and legends.
Damn.
So at 5:50, we'll take caller number five. To 713-780-3776, you'll win a pair of tickets to the event. For more information and to get your tickets now, head to sportifyexpo.com. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, a 16-year-old girl in South London decided to bring something to school for her friends.
Okay.
She brought some brownies.
Oh, boy. You already know where this is going.
Yes, because teenagers began collapsing because of the super strength, quote, skunk brownies.
They were just weed?
It was just weed, but apparently, and listen, we've all had our issues with edibles. At times.
Yeah.
If you make them and...
Except Aaron. Aaron doesn't have any good...
Right. He has no stories. Yeah. I mean, it's just... It's sad.
Sad.
But apparently, staff had to call ambulances and police. The 16-year-old girl had baked them at home. She was one of the six students taken to the hospital. Guys, if you're going to bake these things, you got to test them out a little bit first and figure out how to get the right amount in there. It sounds like these
Not
things...
Not really.
Well...
I mean, who's a better guinea pig than your friends?
Well, that's true.
Tyler, if I brought you a brownie and said, hey, you should eat this brownie and tell me if it's, you know, how high it gets you, would you eat the brownie?
I would eat a small portion of it, and then if it didn't work in an hour, then I would probably eat
the rest.
Half.
Yeah, this I know where this is going. That hour turns into like 26 minutes. And then you get
impatient.
That's impatient. I'm the same way.
We're all the same way.
I'm going to wait a half hour and see how I feel, and then inevitably I wait 10 minutes, and I'm like, I'm not high, and then I eat the whole thing. It's a tale as old as time with me.
I think it's one thing that we're all consistent about.
Yeah.
In all honesty, is it? I'm the same way, man. If I get to like 20 minutes, that's a minor miracle for me. Because I'm like, this isn't really working for me.
I just want it to be instant.
Better have another one. But
the problem with edibles is you can't turn it off.
That's true.
Like with a pen, you can
not
you go till you feel good, and then you're like, okay, I'm good. I'm just going to stop, and then you don't keep getting more and more high. But if you eat an edible, I mean, there's no rewind button on that thing. There's no let's take this down a little bit.
Yeah, you got to just ride the thing out.
Yeah. And sometimes it gets too much.
By the time it's already in your system, like it's not like you can just throw it up.
No, it's there.
You're done.
It's too late. That's why you should never do drugs, kids.
Yes, especially if you're young and you've never tried it. Don't try it.
Don't do drugs.
No, it's a bad, bad thing. And bad things can happen to you. Like these poor kids who had to go to the hospital because of the brownies. Don't do it. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
It's also your PSA of the day.
Yeah.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Yeah, that's...
Do all softball girls wear masks now when they pitch? Is that like a safety thing? Oh.
It looked like she got drilled on that one. I don't know. The only time I ever see softball on TV is if... We are at a bar on a Sunday afternoon, and there's nothing else on. And there's like the golf and the tennis, and there'll be a softball game. I choose golf or tennis over softball.
Think about who's the most famous lady softball player in history, would you guess?
That hot chick from Arizona,
Jenny Finch. Yeah.
I would say in Texas it's probably Kat Osterman.
Imagine if Jenny Finch wore one of those masks. No one would have ever cared about softball, ever.
That's true.
It's like she would have covered up her best skill besides her pitch, which I'm sure was a really good skill.
I wouldn't know. I think she was good.
Kat Osterman was good. I doubted how good Kat Osterman was. Now, this is sort of a I'll admit something else on the air here. When I was in Austin, they had my show. Some people have heard my show and thought that I am a misogynist, and somehow I think women's athletics don't matter, which is obviously false. And
no, I could see that.
They said they bet I couldn't hit Kat Osterman's pitch. And two things I'll admit about it. First thing, it was very difficult to hit. It's almost scary being that close to the pitcher. And
yeah,
it comes pretty fast. And I hit a foul ball.
Okay.
I had five.
The best pitcher in college softball?
Let me tell you, it wasn't a hard foul ball.
That's all right.
So we had another bit. This is when I worked with Craig Way. And I said, if 100 mile an hour, this is when pitchers were starting to throw 100 miles an hour. And I was like, it's not that hard to hit 100 miles an hour if it's not moving. And he's like, well, it's not that easy to hit 100 miles. So we went to a batting cage where it pitched 100 miles an hour. And he didn't think I could make contact. We had 10 pitches. I made contact on four. I hit two of them pretty well, two of them not so well.
Yeah.
I had five pitches with Kat Osterman. I hit one of them not very well. So it's harder to hit Kat Osterman from a softball mound than a 100-mile-an-hour pitching machine that's just throwing fastballs.
Well, yeah, because you can time that.
Yeah.
Yeah, after the first couple, you sort of get it down. Because I even did that about 10 years ago. I was at a batting cage and put it to 100 and missed the first two terribly. But once you get the timing down on it, the ball doesn't move.
But truth be told about that Kat Osterman thing, the only reason I really did it, less famous than Kat Osterman, but the catcher for Texas at that time was a girl named Megan Willis and a softball 10. I mean, hotter than Jenny Finch, I think. And so I, you know.
Weren't they a couple?
No, they weren't a couple, sir.
I don't know. I'm just.
No. I think Megan Willis was thinking about marrying me at the time, to be honest.
Is that when you look like Zach Brown?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why. She thought you were a famous country singer.
I think maybe she did. But we ended up not getting married. In fact, we ended up never going on a date or even exchanging phone numbers. But I think there was a time when we were pretty close to that first step.
And I
that,
see.
That was because she saw me hit a foul ball off Kat Osterman, and she was like, oh, that's hot. But nothing came of it, so no big deal.
Yo, Adrian says, I don't see what the problem is with spoilers. They don't bother me. I can read the whole thing, and I'll still go watch 10 times. Well, you know what? And there are people like that, but don't spoil it for the people who don't want it spoiled. That's my point. I don't want to know. I want to enjoy it in the moment, and that's it.
But I will say there are people who, and luckily Game of Thrones is one of those examples where the guy didn't finish the books.
Right.
But I mean, if he had finished the books, would there be near the excitement about this last season?
Oh, God, no. No.
No.
Dude,
that's the best thing he could have done for the show. HBO's probably glad he stopped writing.
Yeah, and that he's going to die before he finishes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's a lot of books that I've read that I'll still enjoy the movie because I love to see how they do it. And I did with Game of Thrones because I thought the TV show was doing a better job than the books. But, like, I'll give you one example. Like, I read that American Gods, which I think is a fantastic book,
mm-hmm.
and I watched season one, and it just wasn't very good. And I don't know if I hadn't read the book, then maybe I would have liked it better. But I just thought it wasn't great. And I'm like, you know what? I don't need to watch season two. I read the book. I enjoyed the book. That doesn't happen too often, but it happened with that. There's a lot of stuff that I like to try to watch, you know. I try to watch both.
Did you read the Harry Potter books? Did you know how it ended?
Yeah.
And you watched the movie anyway?
Yeah.
Was it exciting knowing that you knew
I still
how it
enjoyed
ended?
The movie, yeah.
Okay. But probably less than you would have otherwise.
No. Because I always thought that
Spoiler alert, Harry Potter dies at the end of Harry Potter.
But he comes back. He Jesus is it.
He comes back as a woman.
No, he does not. He does not. And you don't know anything about Harry Potter.
I know a lot of stuff. He's got.
No, you don't.
So, yeah. Do you think I would know about Voldemort otherwise?
You only know Voldemort because I call Aaron that, and I had to explain to you that Voldemort was the bad guy.
Would you think?
And you couldn't say his name, and we couldn't say Aaron's name at the time because he was working for another station, so it all worked, and it was a great nickname, and you knew nothing about it. You're like, I don't, well, that's not a great nickname.
If I didn't know anything about Harry Potter, do you think I would know that the girl from Harry Potter had her nudes leaked?
Yes, you would know that because you'd say, who is that chick? Oh, the one from Harry Potter. You'd know, but if you knew about Harry Potter, you'd know about Quidditch. You'd be a Quidditch star right now.
I know about Quidditch.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a game. You ride a broom, and it's like football, but with no helmets.
Yeah. See, and you're flying around, and you could have been a Quidditch superstar.
Not really. I'm not built for that game. That's a cardio game.
I think you'd be okay.
You know what I'm going to be good at?
Catching the snitch.
Snitches get stitches, as we all know. And if I didn't know about Harry Potter, how would I know that? Kima Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, April 27th. That's a week from tomorrow, from 2 to 5 p.m. 3 hours of you and 24 breweries sharing beers. 72 of the best craft beers from a lot of local breweries like 8th Wonder, 11 Below, Buffalo Bayou, Carbach. How about Spindletap, St. Arnold? And you're like, oh, what about? I want to try some national stuff. Okay, how about that? How about Bell's? How about Cigar City? How about Sierra Nevada? How about Stone, New Belgium? They're all going to be there. They're all going to bring their beer, and you're going to drink all of it responsibly. Buy advance tickets now, $44.95 a person, $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member, or you have a military ID. They love the military. $49.95 day of the event, so jump in now while you can. Your admission includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, food samples, and live music all day long. Purchase tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com or on site at the multiple ticket booths at the Kima Boardwalk. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase, and that valid ID must state that you are 21 years of age to enter. KemaBeerFest.com, that's where you go for the details. It's the Kima Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, April 27th. KemaBeerFest.com.
ESPN 97.5.